Okay, Shalom Aleichem, everybody from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, or today, I guess for you guys, tonight for me, we are going to be learning Siman Shin Samach Gimel Si'if Chav Tes. This is page Resh Chav Dalid Amud Aleph. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavoi Shetzidu Echad Kolo Liyam, Shetzidu Echad Kolo La'ashpa Shel Rabbim. Let's say you have a Mavoi, so it's got walls on two sides, but one side is wide open into the Yam, into the ocean, and the other side goes right into an Ashpa Shel Rabbim, a place where lots of people dump their garbage and stuff. Ain't sorach klum. You don't need any sort of tikkun. Sha'ashpa shel rabbim einasu lispanos. Because in ashpa shel rabbim, no one ever cleans out. So you don't have to be concerned that it's ever going to become a cleared out space that people are going to walk through. Vein choshen shemayala yam sirton. And we're also not concerned that the ocean is going to recede and leave dry land over there for a person to walk on. Pirish yovish ke'ein. That apparently we're not concerned that it's going to dry out to a point where you then have some area that you can actually plant in where the ocean used to be. Says the Rambah, however, there are those that disagree and say that we actually are choshesh that the ocean might recede, and in its place you might have actual space where you can plant, and therefore it's going to be mevatel that mechitza. But when there is yam, there is a mechitza that is there, and that's why the mechaber said you don't need any sort of tikkun because it is a mechitza. The yam itself is a mechitza. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yuches, kala liyam. So you have this mavoi, one side goes into the ocean. Ratzalom Shaila mavoi shnei tzadim mibatim mechaseros, that you have a mavoi that on each side is flanked by batim and chatzeros like a regular mavoi. V'shnei rosheha shemi mizrach mimarav, but it's the two other ends from the east and the west. Echad hayakol liyam, one goes into the ocean. V'echad hayakol la'ashpa shagova yutvachim min hakarka, and the other one goes into an ashpa which itself is a mechitza because it's also 10 tvachim high off the ground. V'alkein einu tzarach klum, and therefore you don't need anything. Shegam hayam nechshav mechitza, because the yam itself is considered mechitza shamuk yutvachim. Because the yam has a ten tefach drop, and that's a mechitza in its own right. The fact that there's water covering that mechitza is not mevatel the fundamental fact that it is a mechitza. Over here we're talking about a place where the boats don't go past that area to port. Because if that were not the case, then the fact that a lot of people traverse over that mechitza, that would be mevatel the mechitza. That would be mevatel the shem mechitza from it. But many achronim disagree. That even when the boats go through there, lonis batal mechitza misvas hayam, the shem mechitza does not get taken away. So we have machlokes whether the mechitza, the natural mechitza that the yam forms, can become batel by the fact that boats go over that area. But let's say one end of the mavi goes into a river, and there's a bridge that goes right over that river from the mavi to the other side. So many achronim sound like that the bridge is mevatel the mechitza, and then you're going to need a tzuras pesach in the place of the bridge. So it's interesting when it comes to boats going over the mechitza of the water, so that is a machlokas. When it comes to a bridge that goes over a river, that we do assume is mevatel the mechitza. Because dafka kishasvas hayam anor haya omo kasar tzvachim. That's only if the water is 10 tzvachim deep. Avum svas hayam anor meshupo vaholich. But if the edge of the river or the ocean has an incline that's not as steep. Im kasholich hashipur dalal amos adayin inu kavoy yutzvachim. If you can go 4 amos deep into 4 amos distance into the water, and you're still not 10 tefachim down, ain the mechitza, then that's not considered a mechitza, the kekarka shavadavi. That's considered like flat ground, meaning obviously it's not perfectly flat, but no ground is perfectly flat. It's only considered a mechitza if it's a steep incline or decline that it goes 10 tefachim deep within 4 amos of the edge. And on the side of the ashpa, only if it's an ashpa shel rabim is it considered a mechitza, because it's an ashpa shel rabim is never going to be removed. Because all day people are chucking stuff in there. Below techsar gova, so it's never going to lose its height. Aval ashpa diyachid, but when you have an ashpa diyachid, an individual's ashpa, aval gavdashla gova yitvachim, even though right now it's ten tvachim high and it's therefore a valid mechitza, lemachri nakena viyachsar gavhusa. The next day you might clean it out and it's going to be missing from that height. Vim natiratel utaltel, utaltel gamachr kach kashiyachsar gavhusa. And if we allow you now to be metaltel, you're going to be metaltel afterwards as well when it's missing from its height. So we don't allow you to be metaltel when you're relying on an ashpa shel yachid on one side, even though right now it's a valid mechitza, because we don't have a great level of confidence that it will remain a valid mechitza. That we're not choshesh that the mechitza of the yam is going to fade, and therefore we're not going to have a fourth wall. And we're not choshesh that yala yam sirton shekein derech hayam. It's normal for the water shemala chol va'avonim etzlasfaso, that sand and rocks build up by the riverbank, by the edge of the water. Umiskatzer v'nasa karka baruch of parsa ubat the amachitos, and you end up having more dry land. The shore becomes larger and the sea becomes smaller, and you have mechitza, and the mechitzos then become batel. And people will continue to carry in that mavui like they used to. Because like shein madron el b'makom b'mayim b'vad, avim yeshal svasa madron amasakit asarit zvaku mitov tal ramos harezin nakshul mechitza b'chalinim. This whole discussion we're having now is only when you're relying on a mechitza that is underwater. You're relying on a decline that's all underwater. That's when you go for amos, dips ten tefachim. But if at the actual river bank you already have a mechitza above the water, at the actual beach you already have a mechitza above the water, then for sure you can rely on that. The skimu achronim lahachmir kadeizu, the achronim are machmir like this sheet of the Ramah, that we are concerned that the mechitza will become batel v'dafka biyamin, but that's only by oceans. Avol b'naharos lo chashin and shi'al asirton, but by rivers we're not concerned for such things. V'nachshos asanar the mechitza k'sheish begova yotvach. And therefore, the edge of a river does count as a mechitza when it's 10 tefachim high. Achein, ha'naharos shadarkon misyabesh b'kayitz. But if it's a river that is known to dry during the summertime, ukshem isyabshin ein b'madrin shalem gavoy yutfach mitoktal ramos, and when it does dry, you don't have a decline or an incline of 10 tefachim within 4 amos, yesh less or below tikkun. Then we're going to require a tikkun afilu kishlo misyabesh, even when it's not dried out, cheshin shisavish lavadaite. Meaning that's the whole point of this whole si'if, is that anytime something would lose the shem mechitza at any point, even when it still has the shei mechitza, we don't allow carrying there, because we're afraid that it'll continue to behave the same way even after it loses the shei mechitza. But the river needs to be very close to the edge of the mavui. Aval. But if it's more than 10 amos away from the homes of that are off the mavui, tzorach tikkun. Then you need a tikkun. Also, makom have a parutz, because that area is considered to be wide open. Vim nekrashim b'yimos ha'gishamim, but la'az ha'mechitza, va'asa l'taltel. And if in the wintertime it loses its mechitza status, so then you're not going to be allowed to be metaltel in it. V'yesh me'achram sh'som delonis batal mechitza al yidei ha'krisha. And some say that the mechitza does not become batal through krisha. I'm not sure what krisha is. What does that mean? Through, I don't know, is it crumbling of some sort or becoming muddy? I'm not sure. V'misfas ha'nor gavoha u'mislakit asar tfachum mitoch arba amos ad makom akrisha b'vaday yesh lahakel. But if the river edge is very high and it forms its own mechitza of 10 tfachum within 4 amos until the place of this krisha, whatever krisha is, it's some sort of doubtful status as a mechitza, then for sure we could be mekel. Ve'in kan mechitza, v'al kein tzarech tikkun kishara mavoy aparetz beruach revius b'tzuris ha'pesach ha'balachi ha'bakora. And whenever we're saying that there's no mechitza on one of the sides, that means you got to do whatever you got to do with the mavoy, which means you either make a tzuris ha'pesach or a lechi or a korah. If you have a city that around it, you have a ditch that is 10 tvachim deep and 4 tvachim across, that's like having a wall around the city, because that counts as a mechitza. And therefore, you don't need any tikkun for the city. But in yesh gesher al gabei acharet shahulchin darach sham lemavul seir nisbar lemalish shetarach lasal sham tikkun. But if there's a bridge that takes you right over that ditch, then you're going to need a tikkun, because asi rabim vatim mechitza. The fact that people walk right over it is mevatel the shem mechitza. So what we learned tonight is that if you have a mavui that's normal on two sides, but on the other two sides, it goes into the ocean or to an ashpashal rabim, those are valid mechitzos in their own right, and therefore you don't require any tikkun. If it goes into an ashpashal yachid, we're concerned that it's going to lose the shei mechitza, because you might clean it out, and therefore you will need a tikkun. And we said that that even when it goes into to an ocean, it's provided that the ocean forms an actual mechitza by dipping 10 tvachim within a space of 4 amos. There is a machlokas haposkim whether the fact that boats go over that mechitza ruins its status of a mechitza. But certainly, if there's a river at the end and there's a bridge that goes over it, that for sure ruins the status of a mechitza. But we had two deos in Shulchan Aruch, whether we're choshesh by a yam, that the rocks and the sand are going to build up and it will lose the shei mechitza. The Rama is machmir, and the Mishmura says we are choshesh for the shita of the Rama. Okay, B'Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with the Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Si'if Lamed. Thank you very much for joining, and everyone stay safe, stay warm, and regards from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.